Amen. Amen. Ain't it good to be free?
Amen.
Good to be free in the Lord today. I'm so glad of the liberty that we have through Jesus Christ today. Praise the Lord. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. That's one of my favorite songs. I just like that song. I don't know if it's the flow of it, the beat of it, but I really like the words. I like being free. But once you've been bound, and you've been bound by some chains, and you've been in prison, and you've been in dungeons, and you get set free, and those chains fall off, and you get turned loose, glory, hallelujah. You get turned loose, you get set free. Isn't that good? Praise the Lord. Maybe you didn't have as many chains on you as I did. But when they come off, I come loose. I'm telling you, I ain't been the same since. I'm so glad God changed me and set me free and has changed every part about me. Glory, hallelujah. I'm glad to be set free today. Praise the Lord. Does anyone have anything on your heart this morning? Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. Anyone else? I'm glad to be saved today.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I'd rather be here in the best hospital in town than you. The best jail in the state. Amen. Amen. If you have your Bibles this morning, turn with me to Colossians chapter 1. We'll be everywhere, but I want to start out in Colossians chapter 1, verse 20. The subject the Lord gave me. This is the reason, you know, often I wonder, be sure I got the right message. And the second song, the last verse in it, talked about the blood. And then Gary sang, "He Set Me Free." The reason we're free this morning is because of the blood of the cross. That's the reason we're free today. A lot of folks, you don't hear a lot about the blood anymore. It's not politically correct. Well, y'all found out about 7 years ago you got a pastor. It's definitely not politically correct. I don't even know if it's 60 years or 65. I went all over the church looking for my mic, and it's laying right here. If it had been a snake, it's up here beside the snake bite kit. But the blood of the cross is where our salvation comes from. That's where that freedom we just sung about comes from. It's through the precious blood of Jesus Christ. I want the Lord laid on my heart, and I want to talk about that blood a little bit this morning. If you would stand with me, we read verse 20 of Colossians chapter 1. Let's start at 19. "For it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell, and having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself. By him I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven." Let's go ahead and get 21. "And you that were sometime alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now hath he reconciled." Praise the Lord. Let's pray. Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your blessings. Thank you, Lord, for this congregation. Thank you for our meeting today. Thank you for everything that's been done. Thank you for the blood. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you for the cross. Thank you for salvation. Thank you, Lord, for freedom, that we have been set free from the bondages and bonds of sin. We've been set free, no longer have to serve sin. That we are free to serve our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. What a blessing it is today to be free. Lord, help us to serve you like we're free. Help us to act like we're free. Help us to be what you want us to be. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. When we talk about the blood of the cross, we're talking about the precious blood of Jesus Christ. That precious blood that ran down for us that ran down Calvary for our sins. There was a drop of blood with your name on it. There's a drop of blood with my name on it. There's a drop of blood for everybody in the whole wide world. Enough was done on Mount Calvary by the shedding of the blood of our dear and precious Savior to save every soul in the history. Ever have been and ever will be. Glory. Hallelujah. In Romans 3:25, the Bible says, whom God hath set to be a propitiation through faith in His blood, to declare His righteousness for the remission of sins that are past through the forbearance of God. The propitiation, or its satisfaction to divine justice. It appeased the Father. It's the same word that is in for the word of the Old Testament, the covenant, the Ark of the Covenant. The word here is the same word for the lid on that covenant. It was on that lid of the Ark of the Covenant where the sacrifice was, where the blood was sprinkled for the sins and the remission of the sins of for a year of the Israelites. The cherubims flew up over them, or was there up over them, but it's the mercy seat is where that the sins were appeased of the Father by the blood of goats. It's the same name as we see here, the word as propitiation. It is the appeasement of our sins through the righteous blood of Jesus Christ to the Father. Every sin that we ever committed by His blood is wiped clean. And when God looks upon our lives, that He looks upon us as perfect men and women of God. Woo! Glory! I thought we'd be shouting by now. I'm going to have to get the handkerchief out, looks like already. You know, we as dirty, I'm talking about myself, old rascal as I was, now when God looks on me, He sees perfection. Just like Rhonda sees when she looks at me. Perfection. And it's because of the propitiation of Jesus Christ, that blood that cleansed, made an old redneck clean, made an old dirty boy clean, Jim. Got me behind the ears and everything. Glory, hallelujah. Isn't that good morning? Well, I tell you what, for me, I don't know about you, that's already worth the drive over here. For that right there, I'm telling you, that's good stuff. And hallelujah, thank God for the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. And boy, I tell you, some it's trying to get rid of the blood out of songbooks. And they say they're coming out with songbooks that don't have the blood in them. And some of them, they're translating the Bible in ways that they're leaving the blood out of it. Boy, I tell you what, I want the blood of myself. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sins. Amen. It takes the blood to get the job done. You know, if you, and I always say, I could cut myself packaging Q-tips. I don't know what it is. I guess where I just jerk and snatch, and I've worked with metal studs, and I've cut myself through the years. They almost knowed me by name getting stitches. If we cut ourselves, we bleed. We, with the blood of Jesus, if you cut the church, we'll bleed. It's by the blood of Jesus. Without this blood, if you cut us and we all drain out, we'll die. Without the blood of Jesus Christ, the church is dead. Amen. It's His blood. It's all about the blood of Jesus Christ. It's because of that blood that we gather today. I mean, we love each other, but do we love each other enough to give our Sunday morning up, just come look at each other? Amen? I love you. Boy, but you didn't save me. Your blood didn't wash me clean. Your blood didn't make me whole, and it ain't going to take me to heaven. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. Do you love Jesus this morning? Amen. Let's give him a good howdy this morning. Let's praise his name and worship him and let him know that we love him today. Sometimes I think he forgets. You reckon they really love me? They've gathered. Are they just showing off their clothes or what? He'd say. Amen.
Amen.
Thank God for the blood. Without the blood, the church is dead. We're a people of the book. We're also a people of the blood. It's the blood of Jesus Christ. The blood runs all the way from the book of Genesis to the book of Revelation. Anywhere you cut this book, you'll find the blood. It runs all the way through. There's a bloodline. Starts and runs. It's the blood that gets the job done. It's the blood that saved us. It's the blood that'll take us home. The Bible begins in the book of Genesis, in Genesis chapter 3, verse 21. Unto Adam also and his wife did the Lord God make coats of skin and clothe them. See, the blood begins in Genesis when animals were slain to make clothing for Adam and Eve. It was a case of the innocent dying for the guilty. An innocent animal died for the sins of Adam and Eve. The blood was shed. An innocent lamb went to Mount Calvary and laid himself down on an old rugged cross for guilty sinners just like me and you. Thank God for the blood today. For the blood of the cross. On down in Cain and Abel, Genesis chapter 4. Man's way versus God's way. Abel brings a blood sacrifice and God accepts it. But Cain brought his works, and God rejected it. And the men does the same thing today. They're trying to get to heaven by their own works. Men thinks, I tell you, and even in a lot of the churches, people thinks, and this is what has been in the people's minds, I don't know if it's been preached this much or we've just thought it ourselves, or we think that we have two big slates. And my bad stuff goes over here and my goods go over here. And if I get more good ones over here than I get bad ones over here, then I'm in. And we try to work our way with good works to heaven. I'm telling you, if you talk to people across the world, they may not come out and say it. That's what they believe. A lot of folks are trying to do good work. Well, I pay my taxes. I don't cheat on my spouse. I'm a good person. I'm a decent person. I'm a moral person. I even give them a time to go work and do things. And I go in the soup lines and feed the hungry. And that's good. Praise the Lord. But that won't get you to heaven. If it's not been a time where you've called on the name of the Lord and you've asked Him to forgive you and come into your heart and cleanse you, the blood has not been applied to your life.
Amen. Amen.
It takes the blood of Jesus Christ. And as we see this morning as Cain and Abel, that he wouldn't accept anything but the blood. We go on down to Abraham and Genesis chapter 22, 13, the Bible says, and Abraham lifted his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught in the thicket by his horns. Abraham went and took the ram, and he offered him up for a burnt offering instead of his son. He took his only son. Boy, you think how precious children is to us. Abraham took his own son because God told him to and led him up Mount Moriah, which is also where Jerusalem is. Led him up to Mount Moriah and bound him and tied him and was getting ready to kill him. And God said, whoa, I know. And it goes so much that Abraham had so much faith that in his eyes, Isaac was already dead. But he had the faith that he took that boy on the mountain, he is going to bring him off, even if God had to raise him from the dead. But God said, wait a minute. Abraham looked around and he seen a ram caught in a thicket. God provided the lamb. Abraham said, going up a mountain, his son got to looking around, and I think he got to putting two and two together. He said, now wait a minute. We've got the wood, we've got the fire, we've got everything, but where's the sacrifice? One of the most prophetic statements that ever been made in the Bible. My son, God shall provide himself a sacrifice. Glory, hallelujah. And he did. He provided Jesus. I think when Abraham looked around and seen that ram caught in the thicket, that as in them horns was in that thicket, that those thorns in them was around his head, that looked just like the crown of thorns that they put on Jesus. Symbolic of Jesus, of that ram has caught in the thicket. I'm telling you, it looked like hopeless to us, and that we had no way out, but God provided himself a ram. And he shed the precious blood of Jesus Christ for our sins today. Glory, hallelujah. We go on to the Passover in Exodus 22, and Israel was left, and God was getting ready to get out of Egypt. The last plague was coming. As we know that the Lord told Moses for him to kill a lamb and strike the blood over the doorpost. And they'd struck both sides and the top. Did you notice they didn't put none on the floor on the threshold? Or we'd be treading on the blood of Jesus. He put it on the doorpost and on the top of the door. He said, when I see the blood, I'll pass over you. Glory, hallelujah. That's one of my favorite statements in the Bible. When I see the blood, I'll pass over you. The death will pass right over. You won't have to worry about your firstborn dying. You won't have to worry about the things that the blood has been applied, that you're going to be all right and everything's good when the death angel comes. Glory, hallelujah. This morning, if the blood has been applied to our doorpost of our hearts, that we're all right. When the death angel comes and strikes and taps us on the shoulder, he'll hit my heart just for a little bit. But glory, hallelujah, it's fixing to get a whole lot better. Amen. The Lord. Thank the Lord. In case I forget to tell you, thank God for the blood. The Bible said without the shedding of blood, there is no remission. There's a song that I'm so wound up now I can't think of his name, but Kevin Spencer family used to sing, Is the Blood Still There? Talks of a little Hebrew boy that didn't understand what's going on. And he asked his daddy why the blood had to die, why it had to be put, and he explained it to him. And then a little later on, he said, Daddy, can we go look and be sure that the blood's still there? He seen the consequences without the blood. And in that song, he wanted to be sure that the blood was still there. Boy, I tell you what, it's still there today. No storms are ever going to wash it away. Nothing's ever going to get rid of it. That blood is still there. It's been applied that in the book of Hebrews, it says that Jesus for once and all as the great high priest walked in to the sanctuary and applied the blood forever for our souls and our lives in heaven. Glory, hallelujah. Whew. That's what we've got. That's the hope you have this morning. Are you trusting in Jesus? And it's through the blood of this trust. In Leviticus chapter 8, verse 23, the Bible said, then this was in the consecration of Aaron, the high priest, and he slew it And Moses took of the blood of it, and he put it on the tip of Aaron's right ear, and upon the thumb of his right hand, and upon the great toe of his right foot. You ever thought about the priest? They put blood on his ear, blood on his thumb, and blood on his toe. I tell you what, without the blood, we'll never be able to hear from God. Without the blood, we'll never be able to listen to the sweetness of Him. We sure won't get the jest out of the Word of God without the blood. Without the blood, we'll never be able to serve Him. We'll never be able to serve Him and worship Him and raise our hands in praise like we're supposed to. And without the blood on our toes, we'll never be able to walk in His service, to be a witness and to do the work that He sent us to do. It takes the blood. It took it for Aaron, the great high priest. It's still, today we're considered, in the book of Revelation, it says we're kings and priests. Well, I'm glad the blood's been applied, Brother Jim. I'm glad I've got it on my ears. I'm glad I've got it on my hand. I'm glad I've got it on my feet. I'm glad it's all over me. Glory, hallelujah. I'm like Peter said, Lord, this is not only my feet only, but wash me all over. Amen. Praise the Lord for the blood. The Bible begins in the book of Revelation with Genesis with the blood. It ends in the book of Revelation with the blood. Revelation 19, verse 11 through 13. And I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness does he judge and make war. His eyes were as flame of fire, and his head were many crowns. He had a name written that no man knew but himself. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. Now this, they'll not be putting the crown thorns on him when he comes this time. They'll not be plucking his beard out this time, Brother Tim. They'll not be portraying him in a purple robe and making fun of him. They'll not march him up Mount Calvary and kill him this time. He's coming back as Lord of Lords and King of Kings, the ruler of all. And as he comes back on the white horse and sets up on this earth, glory, hallelujah. He said that his vesture was dipped in the blood. See, it's the blood that's going to take us home. It's a blood that saved you. It's a blood that keeps you. And it's the blood that's going to come back and get you.
Amen. That's right.
Glory, hallelujah. It's the blood of Jesus Christ. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is thy flow. If I could sing, I'd tear loose. That makes me white as snow. No other fount I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Glory. Hallelujah. Revelation 12:11, the Bible says, and they overcame him, the devil, by the blood of the Lamb. Woo, glory. When the devil gets on you and jumps on you with every feet he's got, ever how many it is, and he's on you, all the demons of hell's on you, it's by the blood of Jesus Christ that you can overcome, that you can get victory, and that you can rise above your salvation. I don't know how many times, sometimes all I can say is I plead the blood of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus Christ over my mind. I plead the blood of Jesus Christ over my body. I plead the blood over my home. I plead the blood over my wife. I plead the blood of Jesus over our church. And I pray and plead the blood of Jesus Christ. You might say you're a little fanatical, preacher. Glory, hallelujah. That's all right. That's good on Saturdays when we put our best college outfits on. Yeah. Amen. We'll spend a lot of money. Root for that team. They don't even know who we are. You call Tennessee's quarterback, I guarantee he's never heard of Reverend Tim Broyles. Amen. But Jesus knows me personally. Glory, hallelujah. And if I get a little fanatical for him, well, it'll be all right. Glory, hallelujah. And if you think it's bad here, you just wait till I get to heaven. Woo! I want to go through the gate shouting. I want them saying, would some of you step aside and let Tim on in here? He's going to tear that place down out there. Glory, hallelujah. I want to get wound up and know what it's about. I don't want them to have to teach me when I get there.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. He's done so much for me. That blood has saved me. Most of y'all have no idea what it means to be bound under the chains of sin, under a drug addiction, or under some kind of addiction, or some kind of a demonic force in your life that's it's got control of you. Boy, when you're released of that, it's shouting time.
Amen. Amen.
First Peter says, but with the precious blood of Jesus. It's not just blood, it's precious. Glory, hallelujah. It's the precious blood of Jesus Christ that He has given for us today. For us, if we're here and we're saved this morning, praise God for the blood. If someone's here and not saved this morning, thank God for that blood. You can still get in. You can still get a hold of it. It's the perfect blood. None like any other. Acts 20:28 says, take heed therefore unto yourselves and to all the flock over which the Holy Ghost has made you overseers to feed the church of God which He hath purchased with His own blood. You've been bought with a price. Every drop of blood that Jesus has got, that's what He paid for. Glory, hallelujah. I've been bought by His precious blood. I was on the slave block being auctioned off, and He stepped up and He said, I'll take that one. Glory, hallelujah. I'll give it all for that one. Woo. I'd say we're precious in His sight, wouldn't you? Glory, hallelujah. When nobody else wanted me, He said, I'll take him. When the devil uses a soul up, he'll use them and then he throws them aside. Jesus said, I'll take him. That's why I came, to be his Savior. Praise the Lord this morning. Glory, hallelujah. Aren't you glad for the blood?
Amen.
See, the blood will never lose its power. It'll always be there. I want to share one more verse with you. It's just now 12 o'clock. We got plenty of time. I'm usually just getting wound up about now, and I'm about done. Miracles never ceased happening, does he, Sister Donna? John 1:7, the Bible says, but if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. Boy, that statement's so true with this church. The fellowship in this church I love so much. And the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanseth us from all sin. If you got your Bible open, I want you to think about that verse a minute. That word cleanseth, it is a ongoing word. It didn't say He will cleanse you. Or He has cleansed you. He cleanses us constantly. We're constantly being cleansed. He started with His blood cleansing, and He'll cleanse us until the day that we step over in the portals of glory. He has made a way through His precious blood. Glory. Hallelujah. He's sitting at the right hand of the Father as an advocate, making intercession. I know it's not like this, but in my mind, the Father's looked down and see me mess up bad. And he looks over at Jesus. Jesus said, he's mine. Yeah, he's messed up, but he's mine. I already paid that penalty. Well, glory! That's already been taken care of. I took care of that on Mount Calvary. He's mine. I'll deal with him when I get him home, but he's mine right now. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing flow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you fully trusting in His grace this hour? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Will you be ready when He comes? Folks, as a close, I don't ever want us to get past the blood of Jesus. It's that precious blood. If you're on your way to heaven, that's the only thing that you've got. Amen. Is the blood of Jesus. He looks on our lives, and He sees the blood. I will pass over you. Praise the Lord. Aren't you glad of that today? Glory. Hallelujah. I think we've got something pretty special, don't you? Amen. Let's pray.